Mr. Raymundo, R-E-Y-M-U-N-D-O. Last name is Verilusco, V as in Victor, E-R. I think it's D-U-Z-C-O. Let me see. Yeah, it's V-E-R-D-U-Z-C-O. Give complaint. Tiredness, number one. Number two, smoking issues. Number three, recent lab work showing triglycerides of 172 and H&H of 18 and 52. Number four, the H&H in elevation has been there before, but patient has chosen not to do anything about it. Number five, leg pain, especially in his left calf. Number six, arm pain. Number seven, family history of stroke. Number eight, dizziness. Number nine, ED. Number 10, palpitation with excessive exercise. Our patient is a 53-year-old gentleman, lives at home with his wife of many years. He has no children. He's an iron, I-R-O-N, worker, works for an oil company, does flanges, P-H-A-L-A-N-G-E-S, and keeps very busy. Patient does smoke and does drink alcohol, period. The paragraph is H&H is elevated, as I mentioned, at 18 and 53, and has been elevated in the past, period. The paragraph, he has minimal symptoms of sleep apnea, and he's concerned about a mass on his kidney that was present last year at 3.5 centimeter. He was scheduled for a CT scan, which he never showed up for, period. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system as above. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, takes aspirin medication, aspirin, prilosec, cholesterol medication, C-list. Surgery, none. Social, as above. Family history, mom's alive, has diabetes, dad died because he fell off a bulldozer, had hip fracture, and probably died of pulmonary embolus. Let's see. Patient at one time took Chantix, but somebody told him it causes cancer, so he stopped taking it. He said Chantix was very effective, did not cause depression, anxiety, psychosis, or any other symptoms, and helped him quit smoking. He's very interested in quitting smoking today, especially with his elevated H&H today. 207 pounds, his weight hasn't changed much. 96%, 98.7, 16, 107, 140 over 80. Heart positive, swollen positive, was two, lungs clear, abdomen soft, TMs clear, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with an lesion. There's some calf tenderness noted on the left side. Assessment, number one, hypertension controlled. No, number one, gastroesophageal reflux stable. Number two, renal mass, 3.5 centimeter mass last year noted today. It appears to be a cyst on the left upper pole of the kidney, and it's only 2.5 centimeters. Still not interested in CT scan, big letters. Next number, polycythemia, not interested in the sleep apnea, big letters. Must quit smoking. He agrees. He wants to hold off on doing erythropoietin level for polycythemia vera, only if the H&H does not go down. He's also going to give blood. I think that's a good plan, but we'll recheck him again in 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to give blood ASAP. Next number, must quit smoking, restart Chantix, 1 week maintenance, and 1 week starter, 4 weeks maintenance. Next number, issues with ED, Cialis 20 milligram prescription given. Next number, increased triglycerides, add fish oil. Next number, the questionnaire for sleep apnea is borderline. I recommend doing a sleep apnea testing because of his increased H&H and other symptoms, which could be related to polycythemia. Nevertheless, he does not want to do any workup for sleep apnea in big letters, so we'll hold off at this time. Next number, must recheck blood in 2 months. Next number, must give blood. Next number, fish oil 2 at nighttime. Next number, restart Chantix, as I said. Next number, above, discussed with patient at length. Next number, by the way, his colonoscopy is up to date. As far as his maintenance exam, he did have a colonoscopy done a few years ago, and there were no issues or problems. So put down maintenance exam is up to date in the text. Thank you. Bye-bye.